Hare Krishna. So today is a very, very auspicious day. That is, we are concluding the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We are going to see the last shloka of Bhagavad Gita. So let's see what is the message that Krishna has for all of us in this last shloka. Shloka number 72. It goes like this. Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Nainam prapya vimoyati stitvasyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam rachati. So here Krishna is saying, Esha Brahmi stitihi partha, O Partha, O son of Pritha. He's saying, Esha, in this way, Brahmi stitihi. This is the actual way of spiritual life. This is the actual way means all that I have completely described in the second chapter. That's what Krishna is pointing to. And he says, Nainam prapya vimoyati. Prapya, after attaining this state, Nainam vimoyati. Such a person will never get bewildered. And then he says, a very, very important point. Stitva syam antakalepi. If he remains situated in this particular state, that is in this, you know, spiritual life that was described throughout the chapter, what happens? Brahma nirvana mrichati. A person attains Krishna. That is, he enters into the kingdom of God. So this is what is the conclusion that Krishna is giving the second chapter, that a person will go back home back to Godhead if throughout his life he remains, you know, the way Krishna has described, spiritual or godly. That's what he's talking about. And such a person will not get bewildered. And along with that, Krishna is saying, if at the time of death he's situated in that particular position, he will come back to me for sure. Yes. So let's see this verse in detail. One can attain Krishna consciousness or divine life at once, within a second. Or one may not attain such a state of life even after millions of births. Now, the fact that is given here is, we can become Krishna conscious like this in no time. Or, for those people who just keep giving reasons of having no time, even millions of lifetimes are very less for them. People like Katvanga Maharaj, they just had very, very few minutes. And they completely surrendered to Krishna and they went back home back to Godhead. They attained Krishna in very few minutes at the end of life. Obviously, we don't have that opportunity, that end of life we become Krishna conscious. For us, we have to practice the entire life. That is very much needed. And here, you know, there's a word called Brahma Nirvana. So now Nirvana, what is Nirvana? This is what we need to understand. Nirvana means ending the process of materialistic life. So Buddhists say that after life it's only void. After the material life it's only void. But then, now there is something greater to that. The actual life begins after the completion of this material life. See, we are spirit souls. Currently we are in a very, very, you know, difficult situation, incompatible situation. We are spirit soul and we are in the material world. It's a very, very incompatible situation. Just imagine. But when the spirit soul goes to the spiritual world, at that time, the actual thing will begin. At that time, the spirit soul will be there in the compatible situation, a very, very satisfying and comfortable situation, serving Lord Shri Krishna. So, after material life, actually the life begins. This is what is the point. And this is what is Nirvana. So, here it is given. For the gross materialist, it is sufficient to know that one has to end this materialistic way of life. Now, that's what a gross materialist would like to know. But then, for a person who is practicing bhakti, who is advanced in spirituality, for him, there is another life after this materialistic life. Because a person who advances on the path of bhakti, finally at the time of death, he breaks the cycle of birth and death. And he attains a different world altogether. A world which is full of bliss, Vaikuntha. And here it is given that before ending this life, if one fortunately becomes Krishna conscious, he at once attains the state of Brahma Nirvana. You see, this entire life is given for us to become fully Krishna conscious. There is no other goal in life apart from this. All the other things that we are doing, you know, they are like the side dishes. And the main course is to become Krishna conscious. Yes, this is a very, very important point to understand. Everything else will assist us to attain the perfection of life. That is to go back home, back to Godhead, go back to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. So this is a very important point that we devotees, we sadhakas have to understand and realize. Yes. So the entire life is meant for becoming Krishna conscious, so that at the time of death, when that final exam is there, as I always say, that life is a preparation and death is an examination. So at the time of death, the final exam, we will pass the exam with, you know, high grades. Next thing that is given is, now, you know, suppose, you know, if there is a question that only at the time of death we will attain this state, is there any chance to attain this ultimate perfection before itself? And there is answer given, yes, it is possible. There is no difference between kingdom of God and devotional service to the Lord. This statement is very nice. There is no difference between the kingdom of God and devotional service to the Lord. And the reason that is given here is, to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord is to have attained the spiritual kingdom. Why is it said like this? It is said that in material world, all the activities are material activities. Whereas in the spiritual world, all the activities are Krishna conscious activities, which are meant to give pleasure to Krishna. So here itself, if we start, you know, doing Krishna conscious activities to give pleasure to Krishna, we are already doing the activities which are done in spiritual world. So a person who is doing devotional service, being in this world, it's equivalent to be in Vaikuntha. So anyone who practices bhakti, you know, it is very nicely said that that person, he does not belong now to this world. He belongs to a different world altogether. He is fully Krishna conscious. And it is said here that one who is situated in Krishna consciousness has certainly already entered into the kingdom of God. Devotional service of the Lord is accepted in the Bhagavad Gita as the liberated stage. And what is the praman for this? 14th chapter, 26th verse, which says, Sa gunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. See, this is the glory of devotional service. So just by practicing devotional service, by staying in this world, where we have not yet quit the body, even when we are there in this body, when we utilize all our senses, all the body parts in service of Krishna, keeping Krishna in the center, when we serve Krishna, when the in the home, when everyone, all the family members, they serve Krishna for Krishna's pleasure, and when the goal of life is only one, that is to break the cycle of birth and to attain Krishna, what happens? Such a personality, even when he is there in this Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, he has attained Nitya Sukha. And this is a very, very glorious state which a person can attain. But only those people who are intelligent will take to this process. And how to start this process? We have been speaking almost in every shloka. This process of becoming fully Krishna conscious, or this process of marching towards eternal peace and happiness, or this process of attaining the eternal kingdom of God is possible when we start chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, whatever we have spoken in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, whatever is given in the purports of Srila Prabhupada, and whatever is spoken about the eternal peace and eternal happiness and attaining the kingdom of God will manifest. This is the start. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the start. This is the start to become a Stitta Pragya. This is the start to become a person having his intelligence completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. This is the start. And with time, everything will be revealed. Many, many new spiritual realizations, which are Shastric, which are in accordance to Shastra, will be revealed just by practicing, just by doing sadhana, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. So with this shloka, we complete the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In the next video, we will see all the 72 shlokas at one glance. We'll see the summary of the second chapter. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.